Today, for our teaching, we're going to go back to the Lord's Prayer, okay? So if you've got a copy of the scriptures where you are, go ahead and open up to Matthew chapter 6. And the Lord's Prayer, you find it in the very first part of Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 15. And so let me remind you what it is that Jesus is doing in this situation. You know, he's sitting not on a park bench, but on the side of a mountain. And he's teaching his followers about many different things. And then he starts to talk about prayer. And he says, hey guys, do me a favor. Don't pray like the hypocrites, all right? Don't stand in public where everybody can see you and pray these big prayers on purpose so everybody can think you're amazing. And on the other hand, don't pray like the heathens, right? Don't pray like people who don't really know God, but they pray these long, loud prayers to try to get God's attention and to try to make God do what they want him to do, as if God owes them something. So don't pray like the hypocrites. Don't pray like the heathens. So his disciples are like, well, Jesus, how do we pray? Jesus says, I'm glad you asked, right? And so then he gives us the Lord's Prayer and he says, pray then like this. Here is your pattern for prayer. Here's what I want you to do this morning. I want you to see the Lord's Prayer in two separate parts, right? The first part and the second part. The first couple of verses, it's about remembering who God is and how to approach him. The second half, think about it as requesting. Your Father already knows what you need, but he wants you to talk to him and request some things from him, and he will answer those prayers. So let's look at these few verses and talk about how you can pray today, put this into practice, put all these pieces together, all right? So remember, right? Our Father in heaven. When you pray today, right now, remember to pray relationally. Remember that God is your Father. That's why he says, our Father who art in heaven. So you have a heavenly Father that loves you and has adopted you into his family, and he wants to answer your prayer. So pray to God relationally, right? And then he goes on to say this, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. So remember not only to pray relationally, but also pray reverently. Hallowed be your name means remember that God's name is holy. Yes, he is your Father and loves you. And at the same time, he is the Holy One that should strike a reverent fear in our hearts as we approach him as the Holy One of the universe. And so we approach God as our daddy, and we also approach God as the Holy One, right? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that's where we want to remember to pray submissively. That means that if Jesus is the King, right? Your kingdom come, your will be done. He's saying that we want to remember to pray submissively. That we come and we give our will to God and say, Lord, you are the King and I am not. And so before I ask for anything, I give you my yes, I give you my will, I submit my will to yours. That's the right way to approach God, remembering who he is and come to him in those ways. And then we go on to the second half of the Lord's Prayer, right? And so not only do we pray relationally and reverently and submissively, but when we get to the dependence part, we begin to pray like this. Give us this day our daily bread. That means that we want to remember to pray dependently. And this half of the prayer, these three things that we're talking about now, correlate side by side with the things that we saw in the first half of the prayer. So give us this day our daily bread. We want to remember to pray dependently, remembering that God gives us everything we need in this life and we can depend on him. God, sustain me, no matter how wealthy I am or maybe how much I struggle. I depend on you for rain, for sun, for bread, for drink, for air to breathe, for my very existence. I depend on you, and I want to approach you in that way. So we want to pray dependently, but we also want to pray repentantly. Well, where's that coming from? Well, the very next line in the Lord's Prayer says, not only give us this day our daily bread, but it also says, and forgive us our debts as we forgive those who owe us, right? Who have trespassed against us. And so we're asking God to forgive us for our sins. That's why we want to pray repentantly. So when you come to God, don't just come with your laundry list up front. Come first of all saying, God, I depend on you for everything. And God, will you forgive me of my sins? Will you forgive me of the things that I've done against you? And guess what? He will. And if you receive that, if you receive that forgiveness, then your heart will be changed and you will be willing to forgive other people in the same way that God has forgiven you. Last but not least, we need to pray trustingly, right? The next line in the Lord's Prayer is, and Lord, lead us, right? We've already said, your kingdom come, your will be done. We're praying submissively, and trustingly corresponds to submissively. It's saying, God, I want you to lead me. Not lead me today, right now, in what I need to do. Lead me in what I need to do to respond to this lady that lives in these apartments that doesn't have anything to cook with or a blanket to cover herself with. Lead me in what I should do. He goes on to say, and lead us not into temptation, because the temptation, it comes from us, right? Or it comes from the world or from the evil one, tempted to just kind of blow things off and say, I'm going to lead myself. I'm going to lead myself toward what I'm drawn toward, what I'm attracted toward, what I'm tempted by. And we want to just give our day to God first thing and say, God, lead me not toward that stuff, but toward your righteousness. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. You know as well as I do that the world that we live in, it's pretty evil. We don't like to say that, right? We don't like to think that, but we've seen just here recently this last week with a tragic shooting that's taken place up in New York, that this world is a very tragic and evil place. And our hearts break for people that have been injured by that evil, and we wish that would have never happened. But the fact is that we want God to deliver us from those things because we need God's protection in this life. So that's why we pray trustingly, God, that you're going to deliver me and lead me away from evil, away from temptation, and I'm going to submit my day right now to you. Will you take a moment and pray just like that? Would you just open maybe your Bible and pray the Lord's Prayer slowly and take the time to break it down like I've shown you right now and just ask God to lead you today? Guess what? He'd love to do it.